Please have the floor.
I can hear you.
You're okay. Please have the floor.
Thank you. I did not hear most of the question because I think midway through Mr. Foslow's talk contribution, I lost connectivity. I heard part of the articulation around education, and I think that if we are going to look at all possible ways to eliminate, eradicate, and dismantle racism and racial discrimination, we have to start in a place like, for example, education and schools, and be able to construct what I call knowledge packages, whether this is in the form of textbooks, because in many countries in the world, we have seen how the language of the oppressor, in our case in South Africa, I would say it is English more than it is in Afrikaans, has determined our thinking, our imagination, and our ability to educate ourselves and be educated. So the process of education on the specificities, the nuances, the very little details of racism, from the fact that we learn European history, European literature, European ways of thinking and constructing knowledge and producing knowledge, that comes from an old system, a British system of education in South Africa. The fact that I'm speaking to you in English and not in my local patois, for example. So if we, my position as an educator is that it is incredibly important that we utilize all of the ways in which language operates through thinking, the imagination, and speech, because it is in those particular formats that racism finds its footing in order to be reproduced. So that is something that I work on, within the capacities that I have, wherever I find myself being asked to come and address and look at anti-racist practices, that is what I do. And it is something that I would highly recommend at the level where we are here today, to be able to push forward something that addresses the question of textbook and literacy and education to be utilized effectively to dismantle systems of thought and ideas in order to move the agenda forward.